This is the first time Mr. Bush has acknowledged the existence of the secret CIA prisons. The issue sparked tensions between the United States and some of its European allies last year. Mr. Bush did not name the countries involved, citing security reasons. But he noted that all prisoners have been transferred from CIA to Defense Department custody at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Some ask, why are you acknowledging this program now? There are two reasons why I'm making these limited disclosures today. First, we have largely completed our questioning of the men, and to start the process for bringing them to trial, we must bring them into the open.
Mr. Bush said the CIA secret prison program was placed in doubt by a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision, which said the United States must abide by Common Article 3 of the Geneva Convention. Mr. Bush said that article impaired the administration's ability to prosecute terrorists through military commissions. He also said the article's wording is vague, which could result in unfair prosecution of Americans directly involved in fighting and interrogating terrorists.
So I'm asking Congress to pass legislation that will clarify the rules for our personnel fighting the war on terror. First, I'm asking Congress to list the specific recognizable offenses that would be considered crimes under the War Crimes Act, so our personnel can know clearly what is prohibited in the handling of terrorist enemies.
Mr. Bush said that terrorists are often the only source of information about their plans. He says interrogators must be allowed to use all legal means to extract that information. The president said only the most dangerous detainees remain at Guantanamo Bay, about 455 in all. But the United States has been accused of detaining some innocent people at Guantanamo and mistreating others. Shami Chakrabarty is director of the British human rights group Liberty. She says the facility endangers Americans.
It gives the most amazing propaganda benefit to people who want to recruit terrorists who would then harm Americans and indeed British nationals as well. We know that from the remarks that were made by suicide bombers before they harmed Londoners and killed Londoners last summer.
Alleged 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, is among the CIA's high-level detainees transferred to Guantanamo. President Bush says Khalid and the others will now face justice before a military commission if Congress approves its use. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News.